We'll do a review of Lekutis Sichas in Chelik Tezvav, the first Sicha for the Parshas Vayeshev. The Rebbe brings down the Rashi explaining the flow that first the previous Parshas ends in the Parshas Vayishlach, ends with the descendants of Esav and all the Alufim, etc. And then this parsha begins with Vayeshev, Vayeshev Yaakov. Rashi brings an example. Rashi brings a parable that somebody was looking for a gem, for pearls, which were mixed in with sand and pebbles. And once you come to the, once you find the pearls, then you let the sand and the pebbles, you let them drop. And so Rashi equates, Rashi says the same thing as till we came to Yaakov. First, we went through all the tzreides, the pebbles and the sand, which Esav, and then we come to Yaakov and the order of Yaakov. The Rebbe is going to ask a whole lot of questions on the simple meaning over here. What does it really mean over here in great details? But the Rebbe eventually is going to conclude that what we're talking about over here is really the service to Hashem during the time of Golus until the time V'olu Meshiyim Barzi and L'Shpeit Asar Esav, which the Berurim is through the Golus and the taking the sparks. The Rebbe very beautifully explain all the exact languages of Rashi, but everything will be so beautifully in place exactly. So the Rebbe is going to explain it up in Pnimius and Yonim and Avedis HaBerurim. But first, the Rebbe starts off with asking many questions on the simple pshat of Rashi. So let's look inside. Vayeshev, Aleph. The smichas ha-parshi is from Parshas Vayeshev. The closeness, the juxtaposition of the sections of Parshas Vayeshev, which is our parsha, in Belcher es heptuchon b'lashon Rashi, in which it begins, as Rashi's, in Rashi's language, the sipur von Yeshuva Yaakov Yeshuva Toldosov, the story of the settlement of Yaakov and as his birth and the things and the happenings. So that's our parsha. So what's the connection mitn siyum from parshas Vayishlach with the end of the portion of Vayishlach? In Velchnas verder tzelt, over there it's related der sipur. In which it's related the story from Yeshuvei Esav v'Tel Doisov, from the settlement of Esav and his descendants, bis de Malachi Edim v'Alufa Esav shel Achareim, Malachi Edim v'Alufa Esav Achareim, until the kings of Edim and their Alufim of Esav followed. So our sages of blessed memories explain this with a parable, this connection of first talking about Esav settlements and the happenings that took place with Esav. And then Parshas Vayeshev follows the stories of Yaakov and Yaakov's settlement, and Yaakov's descendant, Yaakov's happenings. And it says like this, so Moshe Lemelech, it's an example for a king who had a pearl that was thrown into the sand and into the pebbles. So the king needed to search and feel the sand and the pebbles so that he can remove that pearl from amongst the dirt and amongst the pebbles. once the king reached this pearl, then he put away the sand, he put away the pebbles, and he occupies himself with the pearl. The same thing is, this is the parable, same thing is in our case. That you cannot really come to the settlements and the happenings of Yaakov, unless we first tell you, relate you, a kapon with minimally at least in a short way, then you should Esav tell Esav about the settlements of Esav and his descendants. That's how the Chazal explained. Similar thing we also find as the Medrash quote brings down. There were 10 generations from Adam until Noach. And then also the 10 generations from Noach Davrom. So the Medrash says, as Vegnzei, the Tseltman Bebas Achas. They are related. They are told to us in one shot. In other words, there's no lengthy description of stories. This one begot this one had this one, the son, the children. And when you come to the pearl, which is Avraham, Margolius, the pearls, Avraham, Yisrael, Yaakov, Avraham, Yaakov, Yisrael, Mitzasik, Bohem. So then the verses start to occupy themselves with them. So there's a lengthy discussion about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but the other generations were just mentioned all at once. So the Rebbe says, while Noach followed the 10 generations, he was the 10th generation, Avraham followed, so basically you have to say the first 9 generations in order to get to Noach, in order to get to Avraham, you have to say who came. So it's no wonder why we need to occupy ourselves with the previous one in order to get to Noach, in order to get to Avraham. But in our case, Yaakov is the son of Yitzchak. Why is it necessary to occupy itself with Esav before talking about Yaakov? You could talk about Yaakov as a follow up to Yitzchak. He's a descendant of Yitzchak. Darfur Fashtain, Lechayre, we have to understand, it would seem, is that Moshe did Masel in Yanenu. This Moshe, this example, doesn't fit in our case. By the Dugmois, Hanal, by the above mentioned examples, Vibald Asfun Odom Biznoyach, is a hefsek, since that between Odom and Noyach, there is a interruption. Which means you can't go from Adam straight. You can't go from Adam straight to Noach because, as I given, as Sora Deiris, there were 10 generations. Unazoich von Eich bis Avraham can't go from Noach straight to Avraham. There were generations. Darb the Torah oisrechanen. So therefore, the Torah has to count out, enumerate. Akol ponim bekitzer. Minimally, in short, the Alat submission dikedoyris, the old generation between. Bizma kum tzum iker, till you come to the main, to Noach, unavrom, to Noach and Avrom, as I mean Moshe, just like in the example. As a yoiz, the margolis is behalten in them, for since the pearls are hidden in the sand, muzma zucha them offer, so then you have to search in the sand, bizma gefin the margolis, until you find the pearl. But in our case, we're talking about Yaakov, is doch benoy shel Yitzchok, he's Yitzchok's son. It was that mezuchot tzivishin Esav v'til Esav. So what do we need to search between Esav and his descendants? B'chdei tzutzukum etzi Yaakov v'til Esav. In order to come to Yaakov and his children, why do we need to go search what Esav and his children? Doesn't seem that it fits in our case. The Rebbe is going to say, while some of the stories that took place by Esav, okay, they had a connection with Yaakov. The Broches, Esav and Yaakov, and also the settlement of Yaakov in of Esav and Har Seir has some sort of a connection, because only after they settled, then Yaakov had the full rights to Eretz Yisrael, because Esav was no longer there. But the Rebbe brings out there is still stories that the Pasuk talks about all the way up to King Shaul, the Esav's descendants. Why are they important over here? Why are we searching over there? Base, let's look inside. When again the Meroyes from Esav and Gachahod Gehatach Rabinu Medinyon Yaakov, as far as the happenings of Esav that had a connection with matters that relate to Yaakov, as with the Sipur from Brachos Yitzchok Yitzbe, as the story, the blessings that Yitzchok gave, how Yaakov got the brachas, so Esav was involved over there. Voltmanov, you can't zog. So there we can say, as in them is Yaakov Kilo Bahutin. You can say over there, Yaakov is, so to speak, he's hidden on Oizgimish. He's mixed in there because he's part of that narrative. In the offer from Esav in the sand of Esav. The moves that sell Vengadim Muraisov, Muraishal Esav. We have to tell you the happenings of Esav, Kedei Tzuvisun, in order to know V.S. is Gekumen, Dozvos is Geshem and Yaakov, how it came to that which happened to Yaakov. So we have to say what took place with Esav. Afilu the Sipur in Sey Parshva Yislach, even the story in the end of Parshva Yislach. V.S.V. Tzich Bazetz Bikvis in Har Seir, how Esav settled permanently on Mount Seir. We can say, Vidar Maral is Masvir. As the Maral explains, Ados is Negev to Yeshuva Yaakov, that this is important to the Yaakov settlement. Because only after Esav had conquered Seir, and he settled there, is Yaakov Givoron, the ancient Kiryoidish, Yaakov became the only inheritor from Eretz Yisrael. But those are the tachlis fun sipur Yeshuva Yaakov until today. So this is the goal of relating the settlements of Yaakov and his descendants to the Tzeilun, in order to relate Yeshuvim v'Gilguleim, how they settled and how things transpired, rolled around ad shemo l'kla Yeshu until they came and settled, which is Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbe says, in addition, it's not hidden there; it's involved; it's mixed in. But what about the whole story up to Shaul HaMelech that we find by Esav? How is that connected? But in addition to the fact, but this is not ganz und glatt. This is not totally smooth, but from the Moshul is Muchach, because from the Moshul it's evident, as the Margolis is behalten, that the pearl is hidden in Ofer. It's in the sand, and you have to search it. Ashenkelet Nebira now. But as opposed to this above explanation, that ultimately that's important to Yaakov's reaching his goal of an Eretz Yisrael, is nor masim to zogun. So then it's only fitting to say, as a zidah shaychus, there's a connection, the chola yoser, and mostly the shein mahamaral, as the maral uses, an iruv, there is a mishum, there is a mixing in. There's a mixing between Yaakov and Esav in Yana Yishuv, between Yaakov and Esav as far as the settlement. But it's not mixed in, in a way that it is hidden in Yishuv Esav in the offer. It's hidden in the settlement of Esav. It's not hidden there. It's a connection. As a result, you need to search it over there. And find it in Yishuv Esav. It's just telling you there's a connection between what happened between Esav with Yaakov. Noch mehr nicht verstanden. However, more is not understood. Der Pasuk rechnet ois toldos v'alufei Esav Yeshuv. The Pasuk enumerates the descendants and the alufim of Esav and their settlement. Biz di malchei Edom until all the kings asher molchu lifnei melach melech lebnei Yisrael, that war before there was a king, the Bnei Yisrael. The first king of Bnei Yisrael was Shaul. and goes through everything that took place in Harseir up till King Shaul. This encompasses the time until King Shaul. And also the alufes that were la'achar shemeis hadad uposkum hem malchus, and also these alufim of Esau, and they were even after hadad, and there's no more kings. This before there were the kings, and then there was no kings. So by these kings, and then later on by the alufim that were later on, there's no mixture at all with Yaakov and Todeso. So why is that important to mention that in order to get to Yaakov? And the Rebbe is going to add, before the Rebbe is going to answer, the Rebbe is going to ask another very different questions on the language that the is used over here, and to show eventually this is going to show in the Pnimis Inyonim how all of these details are part of the Avodah of the Yidden until the time, during the time of Golos. We also require explanation with regards to several details in the Moshul, in this parable, to verstehen was ist der Inyan Nimshol, so to understand what does it mean in the, what we're trying to learn in the Nimshol that we're using it for. What do we learn specifically from the details? Mahem. So first of all, what are these two aspects? He says it was hidden. There is sand and there's pebbles. And I will explain that there are certain things in negativity that you can, is considered like sand, which just block. And overcoming them, you can switch them around, and then you have pebbles, which you got to get rid of totally, as we'll see later on. But there's two, Rashi uses two languages, Ofar and Sreidah. What does that mean? Base, Farvos is a Madgish. Why does he emphasize? Ask Shegi HaMelech LeMargolis, when the king reached the pearl, Hiniach es Ofar ves Atzreidus. He puts away the Ofar and the tzreiris. What is the emphasis telling you? Of course, that's obvious. You find the pearl, that's it. That's what you're looking for. There is something about putting away the offer and tzreiris. We'll learn in Berurim, the Abdu. It says, V'niach asof is a tzreiris, it's asim argolis. L'cheiris does move me'elo. That seems to be self-understood. Avinor megifin de margolis, that as soon as you find the pearl, is the God says, ask us not mitir, then it's all occupation is only with it, with her, with the Margolis, because that was what you were searching for. So we should have said in a short way, when he came to the pearl, that's what he occupied himself with. From the length of the language of the parable, it's you can tell that even after you find the pearl, when you reach the Margolis, there still needs to be a special act to place the sand and the tzreiris in order to be able to occupy himself with the pearls, as the Rebbe will explain later on in the Pnimis Inyan. Dalit. And there's further, as we said many times in the Rashi's commentary in the Torah, there are inyonim ufloim, there are very wondrous things. In Pirush Rashi, we see in this commentary of Rashi, as it is mighty, the Marshal from Medrash, he quotes this parable from the Medrash, and with several changes, umehem from them. And the Rebbe is going to explain these changes that Rashi changed in the Medrash, how it fits in the Nyonim of Floyd, the Pnimis Inyonim, to really zero in on the exact process of this search, that after the search, you got to put it away, and the other changes as the Rebbe brings down now. Ashtot Aleph, Ashtot Lefashpesh be'ofer v'chulu, instead of searching in the sand, Zokter memashmesh b'choil v'kogri b'kvora. He feels the sand and he sifts it with a sift. Now, the Rebbe says, sifting with a sift is not in the Medrash over here. We do find this concept, sifting with a sift, in other Medrash, but that's not Rashi's quote. The whole quote comes from this Medrash, and Rashi changes and brings in this idea of a kevri kvora. The prat from kevri kvora, this detail that you sifted with a sift, that's mentioned in the Medrash elsewhere. Was brings to the marshal where this example is brought down. Over there, the general example is in a totally different language. Over there, it's a different style. Or Rashi is mighty fundort, and Rashi quotes from there. So the question mark, maybe, you know, maybe it's different, I guess. Below is Oddam Prat from Kevri Bikvora. Rashi only quotes as Kevri Bikvora. So why does Rashi change it from what it says over here in Medrash? Here in Medrash it says, Medrash it says, just that he came here and he, Rashi also brings down these two details, von choil und tsroidet, between that sand and pebbles. But there's a change. In order for Marshall der Monter blois choil. In the beginning of the example, he says it fell into the sand. Noflo ben achoil, memashvish b'choil, fell into the sand and he feels the sand. When he see my Marshall, but in the end of the Marshall, mishamotzo mashlich zatzroidus, when he found it, he throws away the tzroidus. It doesn't say the choil. In the Medrash, it's all together. The Rebbe quoted before. Marshall, and then it says, Rashi brings down offer in the beginning, not the tzreidus, and then in ichs offer, then Rashi doesn't go to offer. Rashi says, tzreidus. Then number three, if the last opinion in Moshe, also this last idea in the example Verd gebracht in Rashi Beloshe Mishinu Loshen Kinal. Also this the last matter which Rashi changes around this. Rashi says Mishamotzu Humashlik as Satzreibus. Rashi says throws away the Satzreibus, which is Mashlik Hashtotinir. Instead of placing it, putting it down, Rashi says throws it away. So now, the Rebbe brings out, the Maral explains that this second aspect of Rashi is coming to explain that why don't we find anything about Esav after this point and on? And that's what Rashi is saying, that it throws it away. Hey, the Maral is Masbir, the Maral explains, those was Rashi der Mont nit choil, beim Sim for Moshe. The fact that Rashi does not mention choil by the end of the Moshe, he just says Tzroidus, nor Maslach said Tzroidus. He says, while the Werter kumen zu Masbir sein, because these words come to explain, but was the Pasuk like Dibarid Meisov? How come we don't find anymore in the Pasuk speaking of Esau, no, then we're hit under selling Yishuv Yaakov. After we start saying the settlement of Yaakov, there's no more Esau there. But Al Ibri Keshpetedik Yishuv Esau, because all these others later on that took place with Esau, was Medafni Tohomun Sulim Yishuv Yaakov, that is not necessary in order to explain Yaakov's settlement, Yaakov's happenings. Seinem Witzreudes was medar paroizwarf. So they are like pebbles that you throw away. Und der far werden sie angerufen Zreudes. That's why we call them pebbles. Weil die späte die Kiyishuva Esau, because the later on, the happening of Esau, haben wir lechat chile, came eight of Nitmid Yishuvah Yaakov. They, to begin with, they have nothing mixed in with the settlements of Yaakov. They're totally different stories. It's a different history. It has nothing to do with the story of Yaakov. So they're for pebbles that you throw away. Bitzreiris was ein lemargolis irim tzreiris rakim achoil. Just like pebbles, that the pearl has no, doesn't mix with the tzreiris. It only mixes in with the sand, and therefore Rashi says he threw away the tzreiris. But the Rebbe says over that pirush lechayim nitfarshtandik. This interpretation is not understood. Why? Because noisiv lazeh. In addition, the Rebbe adds to the bracket, so it's obvious as lepirushis they're talking chiddush. According to the interpretation of the Maral, there is no novelty in them inyan. This concept for mashlichas atzreidus to that he throws away the pebbles. The fact that after the pasuk, the verse starts to talk of Yaakov, it doesn't talk about Esau. That is very clearly expressed. It's brought out the idea, the beginning of the moshul, as the memashma b'choil is not atche meitzes amargolis, that you're looking at the choil until you find the margolis, and that's it. So besides that, you don't need to say that you throw it away, because to begin with, you were looking for the margolis, and that's what you find. Is lepirusha kumtuis, so according to the interpretation, there's another difficulty according to the Maral, according to his interpretation, turns out, as the margolis, that even before you found the margolis, there's not necessary to search it amongst the pebbles. Born the margolis, because the margolis has no mixing, doesn't mix in with the pebbles. Ober von Loshon Rashi. But Rashi's language is as davke mishemotso who mashliches atzreiros. Rashi says when he finds it is when he throws away the pebbles. He's muchach, so it's evident. As Eidem megivin the margolis, before you find the pearl, is the ois gemisht. It is mixed in. Oich with atzreiros, also with the pebbles. Okay, before it's b'loshon ha-medrash kenal, as it's very clear in the language of the medrash, mushlechas b'toicha ofer b'toicha tzreidus. Rashi says b'toicha ofer, but it is in the medrash, as we see, b'toicha ofer b'toicha tzreidus. And lefash is b'ofer b'tzreidus. So you do search it in b'tzreidus. But in Rashi's language, the mishamotza, even though Rashi says the chatchil lefash is b'choil, but Rashi says mishamotza mashlech tzreidus, it's evident that before Motzo, it's still mixed in today. So we have to understand what is these two, what is the Choyl and what is the Tzreiris, and why did Rashi say that it fell into the Choyl, and then Misha Motzo, he throws away the Tzreiris, not Maniach, but throws away. So the Rebbe is going to first set the basis that the story of Yaakov is not end with what we read in the Chumash over here right now, but it's really the ultimate goal of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as it's going to be in the time of Mashiach. And therefore, the happenings of Esav are important to know until that time of coming Mashiach, and Shaul was a Mashiach Hashem, he was anointed as a king. He could have been Mashiach, and therefore, up till there, it's actually important, and we need to find the pearls in the Avodah that we have to do in the Golus until Mashiach. Bill, the Beir B'Choza, the explanation of this. The Tachlis von Yeshuva Yaakov, the goal of the settlement of Yaakov, it's not just the settling of Yaakov Avonov in their land, Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Nor be Yaakov at Gizok Teisuvan, but as Yaakov is Tzitzet Teisuvan. Ad asher ovei el adeni seiro, until I come to my master to say it. Was thus meant, what does that mean? Rashi touched this up, as Rashi translates it,
the kiyum hayyud b'mei Mashiach, that is the fulfillment of the promise in the days of Mashiach, v'olu mashim b'artziyon l'shpeit esareisim, that the Yidden will go up as when they will be saved onto the mountain of Tzion to judge the mountain of Seir. Does, which means they'll judge, they'll come and conquer Esau. This is what our sages of blessed memory are meant, wanted to express by giving the parable of the pearl. Here we're not talking about the settlements of Yaakov as themselves. Because on them it doesn't fit to say, as the Rebbe argued in the beginning of the Sicha, they're not hidden in the settlements of Esav until Doisav, in what happened by Yaakov by itself. Nor we're talking about the Shlemus v'tachlitz of Yaakov d'atzukuma. The example is brought about this wholesome goal to which Yaakov needs to reach. Ovei goymes ira, come to say it. Uvibal dos verder greich davke. How can we reach that? Specifically, only durch der aveda, in. Only through the service in, unmit, and with Yeshua Esav until Doisav, people come on. With the settlements of Esav and his descendants, as later on will be explained, haste us. So this means, as the taklis v'shleimus for Yaakov is behalten in Esav, that the goal and the wholesomeness of Yaakov is hidden in Esav, because it's through Esav that they get the highest level, the meat. We'll see later on that in Esav is actually Toyu before Tikkun. It is the hidden bitter, the netzutzis, that come dafke through Esav and the Golos. Their meat, that werden verstandig. And with this, we also understood, why are we counting over here? The Torah enumerates and details the settlement of Esav and Esav. The Malchei Edom, we're talking about the kings of Edom, Biz Melech Hadar, was given by Shaul, which was in the days of Shaul. Why? So now we understand. Baal Shaul is given Mashiach Hashem. Pasuk calls him, as Shmuel HaNavi, when he anointed him, the Mashiach Hashem. Ve'ilu Zochu, had the Jews merited, Vol Durch Im Given Der Kiyum, through him would have been the fulfillment for Ve'olu Mashiach Martzin L'Shpeit Zareisam. They will be going up to the Har Tzion to judge Zareisam. And that's why it's brought down, because that's part of the goal of the Yeshuva Yaakov, which is accomplished specifically through Esav. Zayin. And thus, this will also explain the two aspects of the example. We talk about Ofer, Sand, Utsreiris, and Pebble. But in the Minya for Lishpat Esar Esav, when we're talking about judging in Mount Esav, judging the Klippas negativity, the accomplishment of the there are two ways to search, to sort out and judgment. How do we deal with the Har Esav? There's two levels. Aleph, that Oifim ve'esav vet nizbare ven lo osi lover. There's one way Esav will be sorted out in the future to come. As it will be, as it relates to many nations, they will be turned to good. The Pasuk says, I will turn to the nations a very clear language. They will all call in the name of Hashem, they'll all serve Hashem. As it's hinted in the saying of our sages, which is a reference to Esav, that Esav himself is going to be turned around to a certain degree, in a certain level, in a certain way, as all the nations. The Chazal tell us, Osit Chazir Litoer, the swine is going to become clean. The swine represents Esav. Was Chazir is Aremus and Malchus Edim. That represents the government of Edom. They will become tired because they will be turned around. Nepach. they will turn on the good. That's one way. Based the bchina in Esav, the level in Esav was Yisra Gomor, which is totally evil. Madarfes ma'abedzai, that needs to be destroyed. The pasuk we find, the house of Yaakov is fire, and Yaakov's son Yosef's house will be like a big flame. Ubeis Esav lekash, and the house of Esav will be like straw. And they will consume them, be nothing left over. Well, thus is bedugma to the tzvein yoni for an offering service. This is similar to the two aspects of the sand and the pebbles. Offer is a dover amayim master. Sand is a matter that obscures and blocks. Bido bin yonenu. As in our matter, we talk about can't find the margolis because the sand is covering it. As an offer for deck to forestall the margolis, that the sand covers and blocks the pearl. Ober dos is neat kinra gomur. This is not totally bad. And you are able to switch it over to the good. And you can have a benefit from it. As you have a peel that guards the fruit. So it's not, you turn it around, at least it can be a guard for the fruit. The peel shields and protects the fruit. Similar to what will be in the future to come, that the strangers, the other nations will come and they will shepherd your sheep. That's the example of sand. Oh, but the name from Sredis, but the idea of pebbles is neat, not a dover hamailim. It's not only a matter that obscures. These as from them is the talking to Ellis, to the extent that there's no benefit from them, nor nochmer. But for the most part, dover hamazik, pebbles are considered an item that damages because chatzin has a Sredis. We always know by the ox damaging is called Sredis. Kulshen rogel b'shas. By Niske Behemah, as the language of the Gemara, when it talks about damage of Behemah, that it shoots the pebbles. What's without Ma'abazan? That you have to lose. So these are the two aspects. Ches. Yaakov, the Grech Zain Tachlis Vishlemus. When does Yaakov reach his ultimate goal and wholesomeness? Then as vet mekuyim de avtocha, when the promise has been will be fulfilled, the rav yavid tzoyer, the older one, Esav, will serve the younger one, will serve Yaakov. Durch lishpeit esar Esav, when through judging the mountain of Esav. The tam bepnim is, what is the inner reason? Havos Esav vet ongeru for rav, why do we call him the greater one, the rav? The old Ushlemus Yaakov heaped on for Rav Yavet Zoyer. Why does Yaakov's wholesomeness depend upon the Rav serving the younger one? Is thus Alderev, this is similar, similar to what a human who's in the level of a speaking, which is the highest of the four categories in the world, Mus Onkum, but he needs to come out to Essen, he needs to eat. Chai, the living Tzemeach, and the growing and diamond and the inanimate, so that the person can live. He needs to come on to the lower level, to the Tzemeach Tuchat. Unton vaser aston, and then can do what he needs to do. Similar is also to the Rav will service the younger one. But the Shoyrish from Esav is Hecher from Shoyrish Yaakov, because the root of Esav is higher from the root of Yaakov. Was the father's Esav the Bechor. That's why Esav was the firstborn. This is Mavur in Kabbalah of Chassidus, as explained in Kabbalah of Chassidus. Ashoyrish from Esav is in Elam HaToyu. That the root of Esav is the world of Toyu, the world of chaos. Was his Hecher from Elam HaTikun, which is higher than the world of correction, Madregis Yaakov, which is the step, the level of Yaakov. Durch dem was Yaakov is Mevarer Dinitzutzus Kiddusha. From Toyu, through this, that Yaakov sorts out the sparks of Kiddusha of Toyu, Bozain and Do in Esav, which exist in Esav, Unizemaila to their Shoyrish. And he brings them up to their root, Bert Ogiton and Ilui Oichin Madreges Yaakov tikkun. So there is also an advantage in the step of Yaakov in level of tikkun. Then mit kum terzu zu sein tachlus v'shleimus. That's how he reaches his goal and his wholesomeness. Das ist atam noisaf al anal sivov. And this is a additional reason. The more that we said in the Sivov, which we say that the kings, up to the level of kings, which is the ultimate goal of Mashiach, of Shaul, Favos the Posig, in addition to that, Favos the Posig, Rechem Pesh, the Melochim, Asher Meloch Molchu Be'eretz, Eden, Fnei Meloch Melchu Bnei Yisrael, why it enumerates the king that king in the Eretz Eden before the king of Bnei Yisrael. Well, in them is merumas that ilui, because that way it's hinted the advantage to welchen Yaakov the Greich, to which Yaakov reaches durchum biur von Esav, through the biur of Esav. He goes through and he reaches all the kings. These are the kings representing the levels of Toyu. Kiyidu as the Malchi Edom in Shorsham, as the kings of Edom in their root is the Malchim Kadmoim the Toyu. Those are the earlier kings of Toyu, as explained in the Kabbalah, was the form of Var Mochu Lifnei Melach Melach in Israel. They came before, higher than Tikkun. Before, that is the level. So these are all these Toyu kings that the Yidden, that the Yaakov is Mevarer and is elevating and receiving from their spark, bringing him elevation. Yival Zeinem B'Shorshom Hechef, since in their root they're higher, that's why they are first before, because they're higher from Malchi Yisrael to Tikkun. Now the Rebbe is going to explain how this also takes place, and also the English languages, what takes place in the Golos. Golos Sedem, all the Golos, until how we reach to this higher level, and how all the languages now will be understood. Test. This is also the lesson for Yidden during the time of exile. The Yidida in Golus, the descent into exile, Befrat Golus Ha'achir. Especially this last Golus, which is Golus Edom. This is the Golus of Edom. The fourth and final Golus, Yeshuvei Esav et Toldoisov. This is the settlements of Esav et Toldoisov. That's our Golus. It's Kedei, Tzumavar, Zayin, and it searches in order to sort out these sparks, which find themselves in the physical matters. But durch them, when we sort them out through this, the neshama is Allah, the neshama is elevated, is a higher place than the root of the neshama. While the shoyrish from the nitzutzes is in toyu, the root of these sparks is in toyu. But it's hecher from shoyrish and neshama, which is higher than the root of the neshama, is in tikkun, which is in tikkun. That's in Atzilus, so this is in Toyu. Und die Avoide von Birur HaNitzutzis, and this service of sorting out the sparks and Chazal Merames, this is what Chazal hint in the Moshul, in this example, from the Margolis Mushlachas, B'techa Ofer, B'techa Tzreiris, about this pearl that has been thrown into, amongst the sand and amongst the pebbles. The Margolis is a moshul of Nitzis Kedusha. This pearl is a parable for the spark of holiness. But it's a Rav Gifal in Ofer Vitzreides that has descended into the Ofer Vitzreides. Those are the two levels within Esav, within things that you cannot be Mevarer and things that you could be Mevarer. But they, Batzeichen, and they brought the Tzvei Sugim Dvarim Gashmi, the two aspects, the two categories in the physical matters. Ofer Vais, if the Dvarim Gashmi, Ofer represents, points to the physical matters, was an employee's mylem a master of the Nitzutzis Kedusha, Margolis. They only block and hide on the sparks of holiness, which is the pearl. The pearl is being blocked by them. That's Ofer. Una id bave dose, and a yid through his service, Ken Fuzem Varazain the Nitzutzis, he's able to sort out from them the sparks. Umayla Zain say the Sharshmi can bring him up to the root. But on the other hand, when we talk about Sereiris, Sereiris Weist of Zachem Vazainem Ran Legamri. That points to items that are totally bad. Umbiz as Chelkom, until to the extent that their part, kenmen fuzei nit aris nemen. You can't take it out durch avodah regila. Through normal service, you can't take out the mitzvah kedusha. Otherwise, but normally you can't take it out. You can't do that. The mitzvah kedusha. There is a pearl in them. They have a nitzus kedusha. A nitzus kedusha, they must have. Without nitzus kedusha, they can't exist. But on them, they can have no existence. But the nitzus kedusha is behelim legamri, is totally obscure. And these zachen darf men doiche sein. The only thing you have to push them away. But euch noch dem vigil margolis. Also, after you come and reach that spark, before you can start dealing with the spark, you still need that part. You have to point that these physical matters on themselves, lule de margolis, had it not been because of the margolis, they have no importance. Can't just get to the spark and say, okay, the spark is good, but the gashmis is good too. You have to put away the spark. You have to put away the gashmis. You have to put away the offer. So why are you dealing with the sand and everything? Is nor. The only reason is only in order to reach and take out those sparks of goodness and holiness, which are hidden in them. And that's why you're dealing with the offer. That's why you're dealing with the gashmis and the tzroches. On the far is the reniach as offer kulu, putting away the sand. The Rebbe uses the language of both Rashi, the Medrash, but because later the Rebbe is going to separate the two. But in oich offer kulu, negayet zum etzem arois kriging the margolius. That is important to the essence of how we take out the margolius. Can't just say we found the margolis and that's it. That wouldn't be sufficient. When physical matters on their own take up space by you, in other words, you consider them important. Better nit nor nit kenen from zeharis. Not only will he not be able to properly take out the sparks, the holy sparks, but furthermore, as Ken Zayn, it's possible at this askus with the gashmis because zachen that being occupied with this physical maya matters, but noch goyrem zayn ayirid in the neshama, that's actually going to cause a descent in the soul. Davkim and zayn achilu shtiya, specifically only when he's eating and drinking, unalas and gashmis the kinyonim. And all of his physical matters, b'chol asher tase, everything that you do, you have to serve Hashem. So when everything that he does, and by imin an oifmus it is maniach, there in a way that he puts it away, and lost of the offer of tzurishim, he lets go of the sand and the pebbles. He's going for the sparks. The offer and tzurishim are not important. Damut is a mevarad in tzutzus kideboy. Then you sort out these sparks properly, thus poiled an ilui godel, and that causes a tremendous elevation in the neshama canal and the soul as above. And now, the Rebbe is going to explain this precise lashonus in Rashi versus the Medrash, as the Rebbe pointed out earlier. Yud, the midvet v'nech farshtein, the shenuim shebepirush Rashi. We'll also understand the changes that in Rashi's commentary. While the mit is a meramis, that's the way Rashi hints. In Yenu Shalterish of Rashi, the protes say that Avoida, for Avoida Sabirurim, the details, the specific, the way the Avoida works in the working of sorting out things. That Iker Avoida from Birur HaNetzutzis is in Choyl. The main service of sorting out Netzutzis is in the sand. Unit in Tzreiris, and that's not in the pebbles, from Belcham Iken al Derech Harogel Nitarishnam and the Margolis Canal, which in a normal, usual way, in the tzredis, you can't deal with tzredis. Tzredis, you can't really take out the pearl from there, as mentioned before, and therefore the avodah with chol. On the far daf zum elam ayrstun zayin. So therefore, first of all, needs to be adam and mashmish mechol. The person needs to feel the sand. Medarf tapen, you gotta feel meshayir zayin. You gotta estimate zuchun dort and to look in these places for the margolis gefinzer mechol. In which places the margolis is in the sand. We need zuchun dort. They not search there zwischen tzrebis between the pebbles. But the margolis gefinzer nit where. It does not really exist there to the extent that you can do something about it. In a way, it's taka there, as the Rebbe said before. Everything has to have that pebble, that spark, that nitzus. But it's not something that you have. There's no spark there for you because you can't be mavar. The noch as it hoch in the bitter bechoil after you've already saw Rab bechoil. Which first it's mixed good and bad. And you have sorted out the sparks. You sifted with a sift, which is what Rashi added. That's the service to totally separate between the good and the bad. To the extent till you find the margolius. And you separate the pearl, the nitzus kedusha sheboy, the spark of kedusha. The noch is Rashi Messiah. And then Rashi concludes al derech v'medrash, similar to medrash bavornish, with the caution from mishamotzo u'mashlich is atzuris miyodo. Once you find it, you have to throw away the pebbles from your hand. As medarf aveg varfen. You need to throw away them obgdel nurab soilus. That you have to throw away that separated rab soilus, you have to throw it away. Und do werd euch der obgeklibener choil angerufen zurück. Here also, when you have picked out the choil, now that's called tzroidus too. Now that's already pebbles. Kozman, because there's no more spark over there. You take now the spark. Kozman, mavdil given them teufen umra. As long as you had not separated the good from the bad, then the physical matters are at the level of sand. There were only a block on the godly spot. Since he sifts it with his sift, you separate the good from the bad. Those gufef avandel join them choil in sreiris. This already turns the sands into pebble, from which you need to totally discard off, throw it away. It doesn't have any more good and holiness, stole it out. So the choil itself, the separated choil, becomes straight, it becomes nothing, no sparks in there that you can deal with. What does it mean? In the service of man, the beater from the mdover gashmi tachlisi, the sorting out of the physical matter totally, can zain dafke can only be when megate sumi der anocha, that you approach it with the acceptance as dvorim gashmi mitzad atzmam, that physical matters in their own is nit nor vas hobn nit vas omke chashivas nit. Not only don't they have any importance, was the far, and therefore. We normally find the margolis as soon as you find the pearl is hinichas of a chulu canal. You put the sand away. Or say alein, but they themselves lulei the nitzutzes kedusha wasn't say. Had they not had that sparks of kedusha, zan zei pitzreidus. They're just like pebbles. And they're far, and therefore bald nochun gefinden the margolis as soon as you find the pearl. Your mevarer is mashlech is atzroides. Throw away the pebbles. The choil that has become pebbles. Them davke nidla margolis. That's the way you can take the margolis. Shen chazal, as the chazal say, toichal ochal kliposi zorach. You find a bad teacher over there. So the chazal is that you eat the inside and you throw the peel away. So you take the good and throw away the bad. Teicha ochel is verbunden mit klipose zorak. You can only eat, the Rebbe explains here, if you throw away the klipa. That's connected. It's not just two acts, but it's oichal when you throw away the klipa. Yudalef. Davoide von Biruran et Zutzes hat sich eingeheben, beikir babadosu so Yaakov. The service of sorting out these sparks mainly started with the service of Yaakov. Well, durch ihm hat sich eingeheben, dachone ikris zu matan teura. Because it's through him where the main preparation for matan teura started. The impashtus, as in simply, as we see, as the golus mitzrayim was given dachone zu matan teura, that the exile of Egypt, that is what prepared for matan teura. Hot sich ongeim for it is Yaakov and bonav to mitzrayim, that started with Yaakov and bonav to mitzrayim. So that is the beginning of the biruri. Was the reif to matan teura is, what did teura novelties? Nam shochas b'chinas ha'lekuos shalamayim ha'yomis. That we brought down the level of God which is beyond the world. Und davke durch them, and specifically through this, ken zayin der biru b'shlemus, you're able to completely sort out in an reif for mashlech atzreidus, to throw away the pebbles. Borum legabe dem oir, can't really only relative to avlagabe them oir vasis malubashin oilom, relative to the world light which is in the world, which is up till the time of matan Torah, which we have to deal hot veld kaviyochel atvisis mokim. So the world, so to speak, takes up space because we're talking about the level of godliness which is in the world. But when we really want to accomplish to throw away the tzreidus, it is demanded, expected that the only way to accomplish it, that the gash should not take up any space at all. Specifically, because from the perspective of the godly light, which is higher than the world. World takes up no space. Then we have the power, we're given the power for this above Aveda to throw away the tzreidus, that it has no value, no absolute, completely, only when we get the koyach from the light which is higher than the world. And this is their time, and this is the reason. Favos, Rashi brings the moshel of Margolis, Tavke Dobi Parsha Seinu. Why Rashi brings the example of this pearl, specifically in our Parsha by Yaakov. Unit, and it Rashi doesn't say by Noichan Avram, he doesn't bring it down there. Rebbe quoted before the Medrash brings it down by Yaakov and by Avram and Noich too. Or even also by them. Is durch zei hot sich evgiton. Through them they accomplished the inyan from Birur HaNetzutzos, sorting out the sparks. Noich hot mebarek when that sorted the shekadmu. Noich sorted out the 10 generations that preceded him. Well, derech zei similar nochman even more. By Avram, and that he sorted out the earlier generations, is the sabenit given in an eifun that wasn't in a way from mashliches atzreidus miyodnit margolus, didn't completely throw it away. Hashem doesn't bring it down because it wasn't the wholesome way, because they dealt with the koyches of the nivroim with the oir eliki in the world. So therefore, it was not totally mashliches atzreidus miyodnit margolus, because oich nochem birur is welkibli matzis also after. The birur, the world, remained a metzias. But Afa became, bring the Rashi the meiv that sort of days of Noach and Avram. But still, Rashi brings the idea of the 10 generation of Noach and Avram, who b'shaiches to Moshe Margolis, as it relates to Margolis, to Meramazayin, as Davke Nochun Birur. For Noach and Avram, but he can't the bit of Yaakov. That is to hint to us that it's only after Noach and Avram sorting out, then Yaakov can accomplish it. Noach atov giton dem birur. Noach accomplished this sorting out in the Yonim Vazan Shaykh Tzuvel, in those matters that are related to the world. Farah, because what happened, Farah, Avedus vinyon Noach, before the Avedus and what Noach represented is given Malo Arutz Chamos. The world was full with robbery. Noicha through his service accomplished as Zayin Olam Kitikunai. The world should be in its correction. Ro Olam Chodesh. So our new world. The Fad is that Christus Bris mit Noicha and Gemen when against Kimel. That's why the covenant that Hashem formed with Noach was to the existence of the world. That as long as the earth is, it will never stop. The world got its existence through the bitter of Noach. The right of Avraham Avinu is given. What is Avraham Avinu's accomplishment? Gilu Elokus and Belt to reveal godness in the world. He called the name of Hashem, God of the world, into bringing God into the world. In them as the king of Zion is Neach, that the fulfillment of the seven Neach commandments I need, mitzadim, b'seich lanushi zimekhayim. It's not because they are thought out by the human intellect, says we do in Norvadosi, that Tzivui Puneverson. This is the command of Hashem. Do the tzvein yonim, or the Nogi can zayin the beer of Yaakov, through this thing it can be later on, the sorting out of Yaakov, the achone tzumatim toira, that prepared Matan Torah was a Poel Gewen that impacted, that accomplishes on Nimshach Veren, should have drawn down Gilel Kush Shalom Ayilam Oilam, that level of godliness that's beyond world, but to them is the Birr Ha'ilam, B'Shlei Musay, that way the world is sorted out completely. Yud Beis, Punk Vidos is by Birr and its sources, Yedr, Eden, and Zayin Aveda, just as it is by sorting out the sparks by every Jew in his service, as is Dar Zayin and Nathan, that has to be in a way. Once you find it, you throw away the traitors. So it's also as far as the community, general community of Israel. Klolus in Golus is liberals and tzutzis. The general idea of Golus is to sort out the sparks through the Klal Yisrael in all his manim came out Golus in all times and place of Golus can also test. As we said earlier in Siftas, when we state when Golus Mitzrayim, it says about Golus Mitzrayim, as Ba'achre Ken Yitzur Ruchus Gadol come out with a great fortune. What is that? Was thus made in the Tzutz Kedusha, was made from Dorta Reshginum. That means the sparks of Kedusha that they took out. That's the great fortune that they came out from Mitzrayim. The Riber, therefore, we notice that Tzuchfar ending the Zman from Golus Mitzrayim. As soon as the exile of Mitzrayim was over, you found the pearls. Is my head of iron immediately as the blink of an eye, Baltaris Mitzrayim, came out in the middle of Mitzrayim. Seemingly, Bosses given the island. What was the rush? The ship is ending. The slavery has already ended. Found themselves in the land of Goshen, the best of the land of Egypt. The boss has any gear, needs to rabbi no chabaila in Goshen. What is it so important not to remain another while in Goshen? But as always, the Seder from Bitter and the Tzutzes. This is the way we sort the sparks. As soon as you find the pearl, that maris from the traders, you gotta throw out the pebbles. And as always, it's by the Gemara Birurim. Likewise, it's by the end of all these sorting out, and Geula from Golus Achre, and the redemption from this last Golus, which is the Golus Edom, the exile of Edom. Just as when you left Egypt, I will show you wonders. As bald, as soon the Noras come the sight, as soon the time is there. They get immediately released. They get the geula, the redemption comes as well. All yidden will go out from all lands. And together, Mashiach come in Eretz, the land which God's eyes are in it. With the true and complete redemption. Speedily, very soon. Sichas Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, Tovshin Chorf Hei, and Yutas Kislev, Tovshin Lamed.